The fire made that open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Kill the inside and let it burn. It's not the only will hold. Kill the inside. Welcome to the Endpoint Side, Jeremy. Talking on your money, not broadcast. Coming at you live on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, send the fundage. You can mail in your check or money order to RBN, make it out to RBN, send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and call that in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Taking your calls live for your Money Not Drive, 512-248-8252. Finally, we have a massive vax protest at Washington, D.C. Please, just don't go in the Capitol, anyone. This from the Stormer. Covering the max, the mandate, the vaccine mandate protest. They cover several Twitter feeds that were there. Disclosed.tv, thousands gather in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. to protest against vaccine mandates. Alessandro Alvarez, a look around the defeat, the mandates rally taking place at the Lincoln Memorial. Ford Fisher, crowds shoulder to shoulder, packed on the steps ahead of the Lincoln Memorial. This is not exclusively right of center, identifying attendees, but I would generally say this is the biggest right of center protest in D.C. in little over a year. Steve Hanks Twitter, in protest of COVID restrictions, a wanted bus circling Washington, D.C., looking for Fauci, Bill Gates, Rothschild, Klaus Schwab, the CDC, and Big Pharma. Ford Fisher, video thread, today thousands march from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. for a defeat the mandates rally. Quote, we the people will not comply, unquote. Chanted people marching along reflecting pole, no mandates. Also, Ford Fisher counter demonstration to the defeat the mandates event was sparse. While I heard a couple of other similar groups, this handful of people mocking the attendees was the only counter protest I actually saw all day. And there's like four people countering the protest here. Lots of tweets from Ford Fisher in this article. Ford Fisher says, Dr. Robert Malone was among the speakers today at the Defeat the Mandates rally. He has become a popular figure among the anti-mandate movement following a Joe Rogan appearance. Malone claims of vaccines that they're not working. They're not completely safe. This he said to cheers from the audience. Also on Ford Fisher's Twitter, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Likened Dr. Fauci to Mussolini, which led the crowd to chant, lock him up, quote, unquote. He describes the COVID era policies as inescapable, adding that even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. Oh, God. Ford Fisher Twitter also reports, here's my full 4K video summary reel of today's Defeat the Mandates rally in D.C. for historical documentary purposes only. As always, footage available to license. Vish Abura, Twitter. I look live at the libs in D.C. at the anti-vax mandate protest on the National Mall. We will never stop invading your territory. The storm arrives. How is it possible that there are people willing to go out in the street and demand more vaccines? Are they paid by the government? This is talking about the counter protesters. Are they paid by the government? Germany, we know, has been paying people to protest in support of government policy for years now. So they're trying to make sense of the very, very few people who were counter-protesting against these, tens of thousands of protesters that went to Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Russia Today, RT, reports thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Washington, D.C. on Sunday in protest of COVID-19 vaccine mandates, with protesters calling for an end to medical segregation. Protesters chanted, "My body, my choice, no mandates," and "We the people will not comply," as they marched from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. The event featured a number of prominent speakers, including former Trump administration health official Dr. Paul Alexander and the mRNA vaccine researcher Dr. Robert Malone, as well as at least 10 other doctors, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of 35th U.S. President John F. Kennedy and son of assassinated Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. A small counter-protest of just a handful of people could also be seen at the event, while one woman was recorded having a meltdown over the protesters, accusing them of being white supremacists and supporters of former President Donald Trump. This was the one female that was having the meltdown was saying this. So the stormer goes on to write, "The melding of anti-vax and white supremacy is something like what Adolf Hitler advised in Mein Kampf. He said that if you give the impression of too many different enemies, the people will become confused as to where they should focus their energy." Obviously, Hitler focused on the Jews. This was not 100% technically accurate, as there were, of course, financial and political powers who were not necessarily Jewish, but who were also opposed to Hitler's agenda. But it was basically true, given that all of the non-Jewish powers were more or less aligned in lockstep with the Jews. Equating anti-vax to white supremacy and Trump supporter is just confusing kookery. Firstly, white supremacy, quote unquote, in the terms that they've defined it, doesn't even exist. I spent years as the boogeyman of white supremacy, and the only thing I was ever saying was, please just leave us alone. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is an extremist vax maniac. Like, he is totally off the chain demanding that his followers get vaxxed and boosted. I don't really think he has very many followers anymore because of this. There's virtually no overlap between former pro-Trumpers and the vaxxers. His thinking behind this is unclear, but it doesn't really matter. Meanwhile, black people are the least vaxxed group in the country. Whatever. The protest was massive and fantastic. Unlike retarded racial grievance marches, this actually demonstrates that there are millions of people in this country who do not want this gene shot. And people who see these videos and images will be encouraged to stand up for themselves, for their families, and for their communities against this satanic vax agenda. And he provides many pictures of the rally. This is the ultimate battle of good versus evil, and this is the rallying point. The vax is the bottom line. Finally, the lines are drawn, and it is us versus them. Vaxxers and purebloods are the only two kinds of people who exist on the earth. I got to say, that's a very apt observation from the Stormer. And there are critics in our alt-right, quote, white nationalist, unquote, movement that say, well, this is a distraction. This is distracting you from the anti-white propaganda and so on and so forth. But, you know, this is the protest that we must deal with at the time. Lines of battle are not drawn on white or anti-white. The lines of battle are being drawn by the populace on vaxxed or unvaxxed. And people are taking sides. And I will say that the majority of people taking the side of the unvaxxed, of the ones who are protesting against this satanic vax agenda, the majority of these people are white, working class. So I would observe that there is somewhat of an organic gathering of whites in America that protest this. Even though, as the article pointed out, the majority of the unvaxxed here are blacks, you just don't see them out in the street. They're a bit indifferent. I would personally welcome them to our side to protest against this vax agenda, but they're just not out there. So and when you look through the protests, not only in Europe, but now in America, you see that it is majorly white working class Americans that are protesting this. And so we have what the so-called alternative right and the so-called white nationalists, we have a situation that they've been fomenting for years now, maybe even a decade, where people rally together into one cause. So if you don't recognize it, if you don't recognize that this is significant, then you're missing the bus. If you try to cop out by saying that the protest against the vax is a distraction against the white genocide, you're missing the bus, because tens of millions of white people and working class are protesting this, and they're gathering together. They're forming the coalition that these people in the white nationalists and the alternative right movement have been, have been advocating for years. It's happening organically right before your eyes. So just pointing that out, here in America, protests in Washington, D.C. Of course, we have the ongoing protests in Europe, a violent uprising in Brussels. This also, according to the Stormer, according an RT article from Russia Today, chaotic scenes unfolded on the streets of the Belgian capital, Brussels, on Sunday, as thousands of protesters joined a mass march against COVID-19 health passes and other restrictions introduced by European governments in the name of combating the pandemic. Videos captured by RT France journalist Charles Baudry showed white helmeted police officers in riot gear blocking streets with barricades and deploying water cannons to disperse the crowds. All the while, black-clad masked protesters were pelting the police with various projectiles, including planks they had apparently acquired from demolishing a Café Terrance. The protesters could be heard whooping and cheering as they threw plastic chairs at the police and sought to disperse them with tear gas. Officers armed with shields and batons moved in tight formation to push the crowds away from a city park, according to Russia Today videos. In one particularly violent incident, demonstrators were seen attacking the entrance to the European External Action Service headquarters. They attempted to smash the door, leaving visible marks on its reinforced glass. Then they used planks as improvised spears as a group of police officers remained inside and attempted to drive them away with tear gas. The mass protests followed anti-lockdown demonstrations in other European cities on Saturday. It was said to be organized by more than 600 local associations from all over Europe, as well as by some national branches of Worldwide Demonstration and Europeans United. So, of course, I do not advocate violence. I disavow, and so on and so forth. But what I do want to mention here as an objective observer is that people are getting pissed in Europe and in parts of America over these vax mandates, and they're demonstrating their displeasure through violence now. And this is something that we sort of predicted. We thought that this might lead to violent protests. Once again, I disavow, but they are happening. And so I'm sort of just sitting back with my popcorn and Heineken and watching with a bit of a grin on my face, because what did the system expect? Really, what did they expect? Did they expect that people would just quietly go along with this? And in the case that they did anticipate violence, what would their reaction be? And was the violence, here's the question I want the callers to answer on the other side, was this violent reaction merely anticipated, or was it orchestrated with a equally orchestrated response? That's the question, because as we know throughout history, anytime you have violent crowds overthrowing authority, tyranny soon follows. Anarchy brings tyranny, and that seems to be what they're trying to foment, especially here in Europe. They're trying to foment tyranny, anarchy in the streets, in order for them to bring about an even greater tyranny in response to the anarchy. I don't know. That's the question. So many people have asked, why are not people in America reacting more violently to this? Well, now we're starting to get that here in the Washington, D.C. weekend rallies. And you'll notice that the bulk of the protests are in the cities where the mandates, so-called mandates, and the tyranny are the greatest. I don't see protests like this here in rural West Kentucky. You know why? Because nobody's forcing anything. Everybody's going about their daily business with your few people still wearing masks and nobody cares. But none of the businesses are enforcing this. Even the courtrooms, we don't have to wear masks anymore. So as I noted in the past, it's going to be in America, it's going to be only in the bigger cities where tyranny is the greatest that you're going to see the biggest pushback. I'll be back on the other side with your calls and more analysis and headlines on Endpoint Side.
Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Over calls after this next break, promise. What domestic terrorist threatens to shoot up a school at a board meeting? What kind of headline is that? But this indeed was on my Google headlines this morning. A woman is charged after threatening to bring every single gun loaded and ready if her children had to wear masks at school. This is on CNN.com. In the state of Virginia, police in Virginia said a woman has been charged after she claimed at a school board meeting that she would show up with loaded guns if her children were required to wear masks at school. In the post on the department's Facebook page, authorities said Amelia King, 42 years old, of Luray, was charged with making an oral threat while on school property Friday afternoon. A magistrate judge released her on a $5,000 unsecured bond. They arrested this woman. $5,000 unsecured bond. The school board, had been debating COVID-19 mitigation measures. As the Omicron wave continues to cause significant community transmission, and in light of one new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order. Just by the way, Glenn Youngkin, the new Republican, put an executive order out stating that it is up to the school boards whether or not to mandate masks. And so this female parent went to her local school board meeting and became irate, threatening to come in with loaded guns. Let's read on, because this headline is not as it seems. It states on January 15th, his first day in office, Youngkin issued an executive order saying that parents could decide whether the children had to wear face masks in school. That's very reasonable. That's what our Kentucky state legislature put into law in Kentucky last fall, was that it's up to the school boards in each individual district as to whether they mandated masks. It could not be up to the governor. It could not be up to the state school board. It was up to local school boards. And that is law in Kentucky. Here in Virginia, it's an executive order. So, of course, you got people pushing back on it. It's not in law. There in the public comment section of the meeting of the school board, a response from one of the four-page county residents who spoke turned controversial. She said, "My children will not come to school on Monday with a mask on," Ms. King told the board. "All right, that's not happening, and I will bring every single gun loaded and ready. I will call every..." And then she was interrupted. She was cut off because she went over her 3-minute limit. And then she said, "I'll see y'all on Monday." In response to the comments, the Page County School Superintendent and School Board Chair put out a statement saying that they would not take the comments lightly. "Not only do comments such as these go against everything we wish to model for our students, they go against the very nature of how we as a community should interact with each other." The statement read, "This kind of behavior is not tolerated from our students, faculty, staff, nor will it be tolerated by the parents or guests of our school division." So just to go on with the article, Mrs. King, who made this comment, was using the phrase "show up with loaded guns" as a euphemism of showing up with all legal protesting at her disposal, all skills at her disposal. She claims that she did not literally mean firearms, but that it was a figure of speech. And I can see that. You know, how many times in the past have people said, you know, speaking politically, "We'll fight this to the death," or "We'll fight this." They'll say stuff like, you know, "coming in with guns blazing." You ever heard that one? If someone comes into the room and just doesn't hold back, but they say what they want to say, you say, "Well, they came in with guns blazing." That's what the female parent was saying. She was not literally talking about loaded weapons. You got to be careful what you say. The break is on us, and we'll be back with your calls and more analysis on Plainsight.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because
you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Memory, your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Just like a summer song, they stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night broadcast, and covering the headlines and taking your calls. First up, we have Reb from Colorado. Reb, welcome to the show.
This is U.S. Pentagon First Team Bub Scout Reb, VultureSquadron.com. And we're proceeding along the way to get troops here in Colorado and start the extermination of the entire 911 system that's in the way. But people, the ones who criticize me the most are Caucasians. They hate our guts. When a white boy mouths off, I think we should use force and get rid of these people under law. No, no, you can't do that. What do you think, you're living in the 1950s? How dare you try to win a war? That's what I'm getting from a lot of people in Republic Broadcasting Network. And around. No, you're not allowed to win a war. Oh, you want to make things better? You want to stop the garbage? You want to stop the doped up people that took over? You want to have order in America? No, you can't do that, white boy. That's where I'm getting it. If I could find one of those so-called, I guess, the anti-fascist broadcast or something, and I said the same thing, they let me talk. They wouldn't even interfere. One, they know the UN has taken over America. They're not arguing about that. And the other point is, they want to see these 911 put in their place. And that's a good thing for America, because they don't belong here. Like I said, yeah, I live in the 1950s, and they didn't have 911. And they didn't have all this garbage about dumping the darkies across our borders. They kept them out. That was the plan. And if they did come over and pick, like, in the vegetables and stuff, whatever the pickers did, they'd throw them back across the border after picking season. But then like you said, the year took over with the UN, and they're forcing them over us and destroying America. And we're now the worst things in the world, the white race, on all sides, but particularly the patriots call us names. The militias call us names. Why? Because we want order in America. And you can't use those horrible military people. They're terrible. They're cursing out our military. We're not part of the military, by the way. We're just part of a convening authority to prosecute called the Judge Advocate General of the United States of America. No, you can't have them either. They're no good. They're full of, they give them names and call them bad names. So everyone who wants progress and wants to, we're not violent at all. Us three are the most nonviolent, but we are barbaric on savages. And there's a big difference because they're not going to listen to the United States of America. And the people who say, well, we got to stand up for righteousness or something. I said, what the hell are you talking about? We're being overrun. The place is collapsing. Somebody's got to do something. Nope, you got to stand up for righteousness first. I said, what the hell are you talking? And they throw in things that just don't make any sense. That's what we're getting from a lot of these hosts. And the worst thing is the white boy wants to do it. If this was like anybody but us white boys think we got to have order in America, then they'd listen. They just look, yeah, you got the convening authority. Well, we will help you. Go for it. Go for it. Yeah, get rid of these 911. They can't have internal checkpoints in our country. Whatever you got to do. Yeah, they got death rays up in space. Yeah, we like testing firepower, the greatest firepower, on the worst savages that ever took over this continent. The Ho Chi Minh Trail's coming up at us now. We're not in Southeast Asia. There's no world to go back to. We better do something quick. And people calling, somebody ought to do something. Go right here. Get our name out. Bo Scout Rep. Don't start giving us crap about, well, they're no good in the military. They do evil things. What do you? They do good things with their firepower because we're going to point them at the targets. And when they fire at them, they're going to level the place. And if you get in the way, you're going to get hurt because you got to go barbaric on these savages. That's how they took over. You can't argue with them. Nobody's elected anymore. I thought these elections, whatever, these phony tribunals or whatever they're called, it's just a crock. It's a freaking disease that's going on in America. And it's worse than the virus. It's a disease of the mind. And everybody thinks, hey, we can change. No, you can't change it your way or it would have been changed. I've seen it change. You ain't been here. You weren't here in the 1950s. And after a while, you stop saying, what the hell is this? We didn't know what was going on, that these guineas brought in, we call them the pygmies back then, and they brought in the dope into the white race communities. I said, what the hell are they doing that for? It wasn't in the white race communities. They brought it in. They brought in the Third World Horde. They brought in all the sabotage of America with the United Nations. We've seen it firsthand and for decades. What the hell? So now we got to the top. Convening authority, Judge Advocate General, and we want to. It don't matter who's in charge. We don't pick them.
We had a mute issue there. Thanks, Mike. Hey, Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was trying to look on YouTube for that, they call it Children's Health March in Washington.
Yeah.
For
Robert F. Kennedy?
Pardon?
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you that a caller called in the other day because I was talking about some pastor who was talking about all the demonstrations all over the world, and she said to tell Pat to go to Ruptly, Ruptly, on YouTube. And as soon as I went there, it showed the Brussels video, and I think there was a black man there in the front, anyway, from all the other things that was going on there, throwing fences and everything at the police. So there are other things on there, but you have to swipe up to see another one, another city all over the world. R-U-P-T-L-Y.
Yeah, that's the good thing about these protests. You know, they're not really about race. They're about humanity. And yeah, even though I noted that there's not a lot of black people protesting, even though there should be, there are a few black people that are joining us on this. And so good for them. You know, good for them. We're sort of drawing some lines of us against the system. And anybody that wants to join us is welcome in my book.
Well, I watched it last week, and Ruppley, the worst one to me was the Netherlands. They had vicious dogs attacking people, and the dog would grab them, usually by their clothes, and they would drag them over and arrest them. Netherlands.
That is terrible.
They have been, they for years, people were afraid to go to the hospital because at least 20% were euthanized without their permission. And they finally passed the law that made all that legal. I hate to say that, but yeah, that's the truth about Netherlands. So I wasn't too surprised that they turned vicious dogs loose on them. All right, I'll let you go so other people can get home. Thank you.
Pat. Thank you, Miss Pat. Always appreciate you, Gall. And we're next to, new caller, Scotty from New York. Scotty, welcome to the show.
How's it going there? Yeah, I'm a new caller, but I remember you the first day you showed up at RBN. Yeah, you've been doing pretty good, fella.
Thank you.
However, a couple of times I would have called in. It's just not convenient because you always have not enough time. You only do an hour, so that goes quick, especially on Fridays. However, you're talking about Trump and stuff. There's a video. It's by Cliff High. You have one on the site now about something. I didn't watch it yet. Oh, wait, I think I did watch that somewhere. Anyway, I learned that there's a video by Cliff High, take on why Trump is saying what, and it's a long title, but pretty much when he's saying about the vax, you're not understanding. He's playing five-level chess, and he's ahead of everybody. It's his big mouth that screwed up the deep state. He's the one that didn't join the European Union. He's the one that told us the TV's fake, and he had a thing, and people started doing research because of the Q stuff. But basically, his big mouth made them pull out COVID years ahead of when it was supposed to come out. We were supposed to have war first. Hillary was going to go to war. We were going to have war here, real war, and then they were going to pull out the COVID. But the deal is when he says the vax, he's playing them. They changed the definition. Ibuprofen is freaking a vax now. The other, the paste, the horse paste is the vax. You can actually fill out, if you're part of doing their paperwork, you could fill out on the thing you got a vax, and it's ivermectin. So the deal is, find that video, and maybe it'll awaken a little bit. And I don't know if you know, but there was a guy on the radio, Johnny Delirious, and he's on another station. Find him and listen to him, and you get a little bit of up. I've been following that man for 2 years. I even had him as a guest speaker in a group I belong to, a free energy group. And I'll send you some more links, email if you want. The other thing I want to say. So you can find Johnny Delirious and listen to him and get some more info. But there was Chris Steiner, the Liberation Show. He had an amazing guest over the weekend, Christy Hutcherson. I don't see her link there, but if you go to his Liberation State Station chat, that mermaid, there's all links there. She has an event going on in Texas with all law enforcement and stuff. I think it has tied a little bit to what I also see on the station, the common law court thing that came out on January 15th. So there's a lot going on people aren't seeing. Like I keep pointing out, that lady, Jan Psaki, is not a lady. That's freaking Mark Zuckerberg. Take a closer look. People aren't able to see what's real. There's so many levels of deception. But Michael Jackson is not a pedophile, and he is The Weeknd. I've been saying that for over a year. I haven't heard anybody come back to me that can see it. Look at his legs. Look at his thumb. Look at his talent. And you can see him hold. That's Michael Jackson. He's given you some high-level intelligence if you listen to the words he's saying. However,
Whoa.
Go to the Liberation Station. Check out that show Chris Steiner had over the weekend. He has it in video, too. He does video, too. I listen to it live in the other room because it's warmer, and then I listen to it this morning and watch the video, and I still say I missed 10 minutes of it. But she Whoa. Is really doing a lot and standing up, and there's a lot going on at the borders. So all the information is in the chat rooms, the Liberation Station chat room. I see Ingrid Castle was in there that day, and she put links to the same links that I'm talking about for that common law court stuff. I heard her talking about that Saturday live, and I had just gotten that email that morning. I hadn't actually read it yet. But there's a lot of stuff going on. When Trump says the vax, he means ivermectin. That's why I called, and I'll reach out to you through email. And if you respond, I'll give you more and more info if you want it. Okay.
Hang on, Scotty. Don't go away.
Sure.
You're very interesting. I certainly would not argue with you on Zuckerberg, Jen Psaki, and the like. Things are not what they appear. Most definitely.
Do you know why that is?
Well,
this can't be fixed by somebody else. If somebody else fixes this, the government, the aliens, it'll happen again. We are the ones
really?
That accepted all these non-acceptable things. Tell you the truth,
really?
Personally, I thought the camera freaking tickets would be the thing that would make people say and put their foot down, no freaking way, get it. But if you really look back on it, out of the whole population, there's very few that can even stand up and beat a camera ticket each and every time. They have no authority to do that. You can't question the witness. Even if there's a guy sitting there looking at the screen, he has no first-hand knowledge. He's reading some instrument that's saying you're going this fast. In reality...
Well, real quick, what I really wanted to question you on is you seem to be taking the stance that Trump is still somehow in charge. And that he is going to make a comeback, if I'm reading you correctly.
There's a lot to it. This is not just about Trump. This is about the whole universe, brother. There's so many things coming together at once. No, but yes, Trump has been attacked. And yes, Trump's big mouth messed up their meticulous plans. This was planned out with AI. This has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. This whole planet, this whole realm is run by aliens that order around all these PUDs that we call the deep state.
Do you believe that Trump?
You're talking to someone that has stood up to the police.
Hang on, real quick.
I'm a victim of police corruption, hardball, and somebody that hasn't watched TV in well over 10 years.
Question to you. Do you believe that Trump is making this comeback in 2024?
Let's try and get through the freaking winter, brother. The deal is it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, because if people don't realize what's going on, it's just – I don't have the words. I'm a visionary. I really am not able to explain it. I just wanted to touch base with a few things. Listen to some of Johnny Delirious and see what you think. You know, I look at both sides of the story, and I learn most of what I learn from – what I call false advocates. I've been calling them out for a long time. In fact, I have to stand up. We had some amazing callers in here, including Lauren. She brings in some amazing stuff. In fact, V had a really good guest on the other night, too, some woman. There's a lot going on good in this radio station, but there's a lot of deception that people are unaware. But, yes, behind the scenes, it's not Trump. There's all sorts of patriots and military and high-level stuff going on, because we're under attack. We're at war that nobody seems to know it. And this isn't a simple thing like Toto pulls back the curtain and you could see it. We're dealing with silent weapons for quiet wars. It's a document that Deborah Tavares goes into. It's written by Hartford Van Dyke. He wrote it when he read the report at Iron Mountain and got so pissed off. So there's a lot going on. It's been going on a very long time, and people are clueless. And even if they were awake, they don't have the facility to beat a freaking camera ticket. How are they going to stand up to this kind of horror?
Well, I appreciate your call, and I think Mike said we're going to skip the break. I appreciate your call. I disagree with you on Trump.
Okay.
I disagree with you on Trump. I think that he was an opportunist and that his opportunity is over and that he's grasping for straws. But I do appreciate your call and your enthusiasm for supporting RBN. So I will always allow freedom of speech on this program. For anybody that wants to voice whatever they feel is the shot, even though I disagree. But thank you for your call. Let's move on to Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. Hey, I just want to say I was really proud of how the people who went to Washington and protested, I'm really proud of how they conducted themselves. I haven't listened to all the speeches that were made yet, but you know, I think, you know, it's good to see that there are people who learned from January 6th and didn't get gay op. And, you know, I mean, I really give them a lot of credit, whoever organized it. You know, I think having somebody like, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Really helped out, and Robert Malone. You know, I guess my question, what I'd like for you to talk about tomorrow night when you and Patrick are together, Batman and Robin, is... you know, there's two camps on this. There's people who are a little bit more optimistic, like Mark Collett thinks that maybe, you know, maybe the situation in Britain is that, you know, we're just going to see 2022 being the year things, you know, turn away from this, you know, this pandemic. Or there's people like Vincent James, who I kind of side with more, and Hendrick over at the Red Ice, that, right now, they're just tolerating a pressure release valve. I mean, they got other things. They're geared up in the works. And, you know, I mean, I don't know where you're seeing it right now.
Well, I'm going to engage Patrick on that. If you tuned in on Friday night, Dr. Kelly joined me and we fielded calls. And I think Charlie from Florida, I believe, called in. Yeah, Charlie from Florida, and Charlie was very opposed to Patrick's stance on Robert Malone and the like. And so I'll let Charlie, you know, have his say. He actually sort of insulted Patrick, and I just let him go. But we might engage Charlie again soon. But, you know, Patrick has his stance. I have mine. Other people have theirs. I think where we come together on is this. That whatever this is, virus or not, they are establishing a global grid of control over the whole earth, over this. And that's what we got to push back against. And if we argue amongst each other, you know, over whether it's a virus or whether viruses exist, we're sort of wasting our time. The argument should be, do they have the right to do this? And of course, the answer is no. But, yeah, I know Patrick has been outspoken against Malone. But I will say this. I appreciate, you know, Malone and RFK Jr. being at these rallies in Washington because they're pushing on our side. They're pushing in our direction.
I think what Patrick is, you know, most critical is the people who say, well, there's no such thing as viruses or the coronavirus doesn't exist. And, you know, I believe it's a novel virus. I believe they could have... handled this whole thing without coming at rolling out vaccines, certainly not mRNA vaccines, which were guaranteed to be, you know, a nightmare and guaranteed to be a leaky vaccine, which will, you know, the whole business model of a vaccine manufacturer is not to come up with 100% permanent lifelong vaccine. It's to sell the boosters. And you've seen this with chickenpox, with measles, with, you know, tetanus, all of these vaccines. They sell the booster. And, you know, when I mentioned that before Trump took office, that the prominent anti-vaxxers, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dale Bigtree, who Wilmer Cullen mentioned, a dozen of these people met with Trump, and apparently Melania knows people who are very concerned about autism, and Trump is very sympathetic to him. I think they had this all planned. The deep state had this planned, and then when Trump got elected, they pushed the schedule up to 2020 because they had this idea. They said, okay, maybe we're looking to do this, and you know, there were people saying they were going to look to do this in 2024, but no, they said no, we got to do it now. And Trump, I think, got very bad advice from people like Jared Kushner, and he bought into Operation Warp Speed, and you know, that's why we're at where we're at now.
I definitely agree with that Trump was a wrench in the works, and it caused the system to accelerate beyond what they were ready to go. I agree with that. I think that's obvious.
Yeah, and I think Patrick is right. You know, people, you know, when things like this happen, people don't know what to believe anymore. So some people can go off the deep end and say, well, you know, maybe the earth isn't round, or maybe the Titanic didn't sink, or, you know, Stevie Wonder isn't blind. You know, they lose complete, you know, any kind of grounds in reality. And, you know, the reality is viruses exist. But vaccines as a method of dealing with viruses, or actually many infectious agents, have a lot of flaws, because vaccines came out really in the late 18th century, the whole concept of vaccines, and we knew nothing about the immune system. Well, based on what we know now, you know, like William McCullum was saying, there's a woman called, her name is Suzanne Humphreys. If people watch her, or Sherry Tenpenny, or there's another woman, her name is Tony Bark, Tony with an I. And you can watch their videos on the BitChute or Odyssey, and they will go through the whole history of vaccines. What's the problem with all these vaccines? It's really good information. And no, viruses exist, but whether or not you can isolate a virus and come up with a proper working vaccine, yeah, that's a whole other question.
Appreciate it, Vinny. I'll be back tomorrow
night. Thank you, guys. All right, thank you. Have a good night.
You too, man. Back tomorrow night, Dynamic Duo, and in plain sight. Be there or be queer.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.